next application is case number 11406, the application of Joseph Meyer. Site is located south of Road 277 Angola Road and being south of Woodland Circle, 200 feet west of Sycamore Drive and being lot 46 Block T within Angola by the Bay. The 911 address is 33567 Woodland Circle, Lewis, Delaware. The tax map ID is District 234, map 11.20, parcel 340, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. To be more specific, they're requesting a 0.6-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing dwelling, and it is an undersized lot. There was a certificate of occupancy and certificate of compliance issued on January 11th of 2008. Therefore, the fee was waived on this application. We received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Lynn.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Joseph Meyer, 33567 Woodland Circle, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I so swear.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. We're here tonight seeking relief from the 10-foot side setback requirement. Currently, the property encroaches by 0.6 foot on the southeastern corner, as you can see on the survey identified as Exhibit B in that packet.
For the record, could you state your name, please?
John Horner, Tunnel and Razor. There's already a home that's been constructed on the property. The home was constructed in 1986, and a building permit and CO were issued in 2008 for that construction. At the time of the purchase of the property, the applicants were not made aware of the encroachment. The footprint has not changed since they purchased it. The condition also constitutes exceptional practical difficulty. It'd be quite burdensome to demolish the wall or move the home in order to fix this. It would devalue the property and create great costs to the Myers. Property cannot be developed in strict conformity with zoning ordinance without a variance. With the current encroachment on the setback, marketable title doesn't exist, and it's the variance necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property and allow the enjoyment of the property in the same manner as when it was purchased in 2008. Again, the difficulty was not created by the applicant. The house was built in 1986. They didn't take the title until 2008, and they were unaware of that encroachment at the time of the purchase. The granting of the variance will have little to no effect on the essential character of the neighborhood. Property has existed with this encroachment since 1986, and there's never been an issue with it. And the variance will also not substantially or permanently impair development of the adjacent properties. Again, it's existed for a while, and the variance is for a very small amount of only 0.6 foot. Additionally, the variance is the least modification necessary in order to of the regulation. It's again 0.6 foot, and without the variance, the marketable title would not exist. With that, is everything I've stated accurate?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Rickers?
No question.
No question, Mr. Workman.
You're going to remove the shed, right?
Pardon me?
Removing the shed in the back.
Moving the shed.
Yep, to be removed.
No,
ten
sir.
Bike shed.
No, sir.
We need to rank for that too.
That's what it says.
That's what it says on the application, but not the packet.
Oh, well, maybe the.
I was told that they were going to be removing.
Oh, okay. Well, then, it could be that the buyers are moving. I don't know, sir. I am not moving it.
Well, it's important because it's encroaching.
It was noted when the application was filed that the shed was to be removed. That was a statement made by whoever submitted it. The 10-by-8 shed on the rear.
It hasn't been advertised for a rear yard variance request, so if the shed has not been moved, then you'd have to reapply for a rear yard setback variance.
And we'll have to remove the shed.
Or apply for a rear setback. Request.
So, what's your statement? You're going to remove the shed?
Yes, sir. We'll move the shed into to be in compliance.
Okay.
No other questions.
Mr. Wilson?
No other questions.
Mr. Wilson?
No questions.
And I have no further questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,406. The applicant certainly has addressed the standards for granting a variance and also has put them in text. We have, there's that word again, Texas. The lot is 50 by 100. He bought the property with this violation in effect. And the uniqueness of the property, of course, is 50 by 100. And also the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship has certainly hasn't been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the sense or character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible for the regulation in use.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,406. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
In addition, Mr. Chairman, I see a uniqueness in the how the lot narrows towards the rear, and for the reasons given, aye.
Mr. Essen?
Aye for all the reasons that have been stated.
Okay. Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Callaway, for all the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,406 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.